This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon. I am in the studio now with Bob Anderson from Hastings, who is running for United States Senate. Hello.
Hello, Josh. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You're not really a professional politician. When you look at your website, you make a big deal of that, as you're an actual person running for office right now. Could you just tell people a little bit about yourself and how you got into politics?
Yeah, well, I come from the private sector. I'm a lifelong Minnesota resident. Grew up in Richfield, Minnesota. Graduated from Richfield High School in 1975. We work in the dental lab industry. My dad started a dental lab 60 years ago, and he died, and he learned it when he was in Pearl Harbor. And we make teeth. So you go to the dentist, you need crowns and bridges. That's what I do. I'm a dental ceramist. Mm-hmm. The thing that actually brought me into politics was 15 years ago, I had gone through a life change of depression, major depression. Came from a far long history of it in our family. I was fortunate because we had great health insurance in our company for our employees and for myself, and I was able to get treatment, and it changed my life. So I wanted to pay back. I started fighting for the mental health parity bill that was in Congress. It had lagged there for 12 years. It was a Paul Wellstone bill. I didn't really agree with Paul Wellstone on the issues because I'm a conservative, but mm-hmm. I liked the fight and the passion he had, and we had a similar interest on that because of personal things. He had a brother that suffered. So I realized when I was fighting for that bill, the parties didn't care about us. They cared about the power of the party. That bill lagged for 12 years, and all that was holding it back, it wouldn't come to a vote. So I got very involved in that. Ended up starting a cable access TV show, raising awareness of mental health issues and that bill, and it finally passed. Not the way I wanted it to, but I found out that, wow, if you want to get involved, we got to change the way the political system is. So I've run for office before, but this time I've got a great opportunity, and I'm excited to be in this.
When you say a great opportunity, what makes it great about this year particularly?
Well, we have Al Franken's seat that he stepped down from, so we have two Senate seats up this time. I never was in the Republican Party. I came over when President Donald J. Trump got elected, and I thought, wow, I've been in the party now, but I'm an outsider. So I was going to run originally against Amy Klobuchar, but then that seat came available. We've got a strong candidate, Jim Neuberger, going for mm-hmm. Amy's seat. I'm fighting for the one that Tina Smith is currently occupying. She was appointed by the governor. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to pick up two Senate seats. We could change the balance of the country because we've had two obstructionist senators voting no, no, no. I want to help our president move his America First agenda forward and represent all Minnesotans, not just right, left, or I want independence, the whole state. I'm a statewide candidate.
How did your specific political views evolve over the years?
Well, I've been conservative. I grew up Democrat in Richfield. We were a very blue town, you know, working class, though, the average working class. That Democrat Party is nothing close to that anymore. And I was an independent that realized I lined up with the conservative values of the Republican Party. I just didn't think they were serving them. I'm a pro-life Catholic. I believe in limited government. I believe in giving us the ability to, like in the small business like I'm in, we want to have regulations, but common sense regulations. I would like to see health care premiums coming down. I haven't seen any help in that aspect. So I just think that this time with an outsider like myself, not a status quo politician like the rest of them, I set myself apart from them with three basic things on my platform. But I will go to Washington to serve. I'm not going there for a career. I will represent the great people of Minnesota, and I will not take a pension. That's ridiculous. We're supposed to go there and serve, and then we come back in the private sector and work under the laws and rules we pass. They go there for a lifetime. It's not the way it was originally set up by our founders. The second thing is health care premiums are driving everybody. There's people paying more for their premiums than their mortgage. That's not right. I will not accept any healthcare benefits that my constituents, you and I, don't get in the private sector, because if they don't feel the pain, how are they going to have any incentive to bring down those costs? They shouldn't be getting these elite plans and be exempt from affordable care. They should be paying what we, the rest of us. So I will set that. And the third thing is term limits. Everybody talks about term limits across the country, across the board. We can vote these people out in 4 years, but it doesn't happen. These entrenched establishment politicians want to stay there. I will set it, my own personal integrity by the candidate, 2-term maximum, and I will sign the pledge so people will hold me accountable. None of my opponents are offering that, and I welcomed them. They won't even debate me.
So what is your life like these days as you're just sort of traveling around campaigning? Is that sort of your full-time job right now?
Since we sought the endorsement up in Duluth, so I pretty much got away from work. My brother owns the dental lab. Now I work for my youngest brother because I got involved in politics. But what, for me, it's the time of my life because I sit at the bench, you know, making teeth for 42 years. We'd rarely get time off because it's a small business. I'm going to places that I've never visited in Minnesota, meeting people, and the towns are great, the people are great, and we're just having a blast. So I'm getting two value points out of it. I'm seeing towns I've never been in, and plus meeting great people and getting informed because we're listening, and that's what helps me in my candidacy.
As you're traveling around Minnesota and people are asking you questions, what are the sorts of questions you get asked about the most?
Well, first of all, they're not happy. They're sick and tired of status quo. We are big Trump supporters, which can turn some people off. We had a booth in St. Peter. We were at their big festival out there, and we had Trump signs. We were the only ones that did, but I had a lot of people giving me thumbs up and coming over, and I had a lot of people tell me what they don't like about our president. And I can understand and appreciate that, but I always tell people, if you take away the personality of our president and look at what's happening for us, I believe in his agenda. I want to go to D.C. I want to help move that America First agenda forward because he needs some reinforcements out there. And I think there's a lot more people that believe in what's happening, even though they don't like him or they don't want to say anything about it because they're going to get losing friends. There's a silent majority out there. When we go, when we were up in northern Minnesota, well, even when we're down here, we see a lot of support for our president. I think the polls are going to be wrong again. I just don't feel that the Democrat Party is servicing the average working class, and I don't think plenty of Republicans are either. I think we need new blood in there. I come from the outside. I know what we're all going through because I work next to my constituents, and if I come through that primary, I will be pushing everybody on the Republican ticket because the attorney general job, that's huge too. So I'm excited. I want to help everybody. I want to turn Minnesota red once and for all. All the states around us are. There's no reason why we shouldn't be red, and it's going to happen in 2018 if I have anything to do about it.
If people want to learn more about your campaign, how can they go about it?
You can go to my website, bobanderson2018.com. You'll see all of our social media on there. We're really busy on social media with Twitter, Facebook, and everything because, you know, you got to use that when you're grassroots because August 14th, I'm encouraging everybody, get out and vote in the primary. Even if you don't like Bob Anderson, get out and vote. It's, you know, it's not going to cost you a penny, and you can make a difference. All of us can make a difference, and I say participate August 14th in the primary.
That is Mr. Bob Anderson running for Senate from Minnesota. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.